today on Rockin' the Suburbs?
You know, it's very easy just to enjoy the simple pleasures of Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Lenihan here on Rockin' the Suburbs. With today's episode, we conclude our live event week. We recorded 4 episodes at a special live event last month at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia. You'll hear from Patrick Foster on this live episode as well, of course. Earlier in the week, we had featured guests Billy Coulter and then Shallow Planet, and then yesterday was Justin Trawick. Today, we are going to talk with old friends and just fantastic musicians, songwriters, and amazing people, the Paranoid Style. Before we get to the show here, let me give a big thanks to Jam and Java. We loved our time there. We hope to do something like this again. And now, let's get to the show with the Paranoid Style.
All right, so here we go, peoples. I want to say real quickly here, we met the Paranoid Style when they appeared on our podcast, Rockin' the Suburbs, in 2017.
Wow.
And back then, yeah.
7 years.
Yeah. Back then, they were promoting their album Rolling Disclosure, and since then, they have released 3 more albums on Bar None Records. The latest is called The Interrogator, and my favorite description of this band's music is from Spin Magazine. They called it Doomsday Anthems Primed for a Sock Hop. And with that, please welcome the Paranoid Style.
Yeah!
Can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear me? Audience, can you hear me? Beltway Insiders.
Yeah.
All of you.
Yeah. Beltway Insiders.
Some of you are Beltway Insiders.
All right,
you went around the twist, club me to submission. I know it's so hard to resist. It's all beyond petition. But you gotta wait your turn. Whether your concerns are my concerns. So what fresh hell is this? What's the exposition? I know you say love don't exist. It's only superstition. But sometimes you're gonna burn. Whether your concerns are my concerns. And you're already saying my work done when my work hasn't even begun. Once we could speak like a friend to a friend, but the possibilities always have an end. Do it with a flick of wrist, like you're a magician. Ah, you're such solipsist, there's only one physician. But I like it when you're spurned, cause when you get hot then my house burns. And you're already saying my work here is done, when my work hasn't even begun. Once we could speak like a friend to a friend, possibilities always have an end. Out on your list, said you're gonna find religion. I was well beyond the test, I was well beyond perdition. Celia turns up trash, it was always women and children last. And you're already saying our work here is done,
when my work hasn't even begun. Once we could speak like a friend to a friend, but the possibilities always have an end. But the possibilities always have an end. That was a song we began together and stopped together, and that is professional showbiz, baby. Now we've got two more for you,
and then the interview, and as it was explained to us.
And one more, as we understand it, we're gonna do two more songs.
Tell them what this song is, Beth.
So this one, that one was for the real heads, by the way. That was called Beyond Petition.
Yeah,
that
that's deep, deep catalog.
Classic, The Purposes of Music in General. It came out on Barnett Records 2012. This one is from our 2019 critical favorite called A Goddamn Impossible Way of Life. Robbie Robertson, everybody. This one is called Murder the Experience. And we intend to.
One, two, three.
I was on trial, I was in style, faced the cold credibility of an unmarked file. One time a friend told me to expect a visitor, one time I believe I met the Inquisitor. No one's saying it's an accident that I came to town, no one's saying it's a coincidence the way things went down. I was keeping the books, I was keeping up appearances, yet kill it with looks, murder the experience. Bronxbound bus, 2:13 in the morning. There are people that I trust giving me the warning. No one's saying it's an accident that I left town. I suppose I ran away the second you came around. I was running scared, I was running interference. But every day without you was murder the experience. On the Bar None Records label, barnone.com. It's called Are You Loathsome Tonight? one forgets the specific purpose of the mission. One forgets to get a mission at all. Ugly words are exchanged at a charity event. You don't even have a tenth of your rent. People are run over by ambulances. You attack those with the lowest of defenses. Your pulse is slow. Your self-esteem is wavering. Everything that's low is everything that you've been savoring. Then you look in the mirror, and do you change your mind? Does the fear breed fear? Are you loathsome tonight? Are you loathsome tonight? Are you loathsome tonight? Are you loathsome tonight? Struck at the beating heart of another bad occasion. I can't ignore and I can't parse the slow disintegration. Savoy truffles finally bake minds. Media kerfuffles, are you lonesome tonight? The outside is dim, the silhouettes are slithering. Everything you loved is grown hidebound and withering. Did you fight out of passion or was it just obligation? Believe me, I know how to vouchsafe a nation. Lots of incidents, lots of situation. One has its doubts about various vacations. Time grows short and time is tight. One last look, are you loathsome tonight? Are you loathsome tonight? Are you loathsome tonight? Are you loathsome tonight? Are you loathsome tonight?
Java, thank you for sticking around for this level of entertainment. Bar none, recording artist, the Paranoid Style.
This is the level of entertainment.
Paranoid Style, everybody.
Have a seat.
Come on over, come on over.
Come on, guys. Everybody, come on.
Elizabeth?
Hi, Jim.
Hello. Getting close on that.
Timothy?
Hello.
And Steve.
Steve. That was wonderful.
Thank you so very much. I agree.
I don't know if this is so much a question as a statement. To use the word kerfuffle, and in a song called Am I Lonesome Tonight seems absolutely punk rock to me. I just think that's perfect. So
thank you.
That's all I have to say. I don't
interview
have a question.
Interview over. Well, thanks so very much. You guys have been great.
Good night.
I've been personally surprised by the number of reviews that have mentioned kerfuffle.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, Chris Gow mentioned kerfuffle. I think NPR mentioned kerfuffle.
Did they really?
Yeah, sundry others have been very impressed.
I thought it was neat when she wrote it, you know, but I was like, you can't sing that.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's the spirit of rock and roll. You can't do that in a song called Are You Lonesome Tonight? That's not allowed.
But sure enough, she did.
Lo and behold.
Lo and behold. So.
That's what you need to do. Find ways to break the rules.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much for noticing.
But you're a very specific writer. You choose your words very carefully. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, how much time do you put into writing a song? Do you rewrite it a lot, or does it just come to you?
Wow. So you want a window into my process. Welcome.
No. A window into your soul.
I think it really is a little from column A and a little from column B. Some things come momentarily and they get written really quickly. And it just happens and it's magic. And then there are things that you labor over and multiple drafts and multiple rewrites, you know, when you're doing your final vocal take and everything like that. I mean, it's like anybody who is in the audience, raise your hands if you're a writer. Promising, yes, okay, yeah, okay, got a few writers. You understand how it is. Sometimes you get the great sentence, and then sometimes you labor over it for a really long time. So I'm sorry that I can't say that it's just magic every time that I sit down, but that would be dishonest. And I was told that I am under oath by law.
That's right.
I was sworn in.
You've been sworn in. So, the swearing in ceremony backstage was odd.
Yeah, it took like 2.5 hours.
It was
very weird.
Yeah. So. A bureaucratic situation. I've seen both her do it both ways. I've seen her be like, maybe the song that we'll do next was one that was like, I mean, you know, she's like, I got to go in the other room. And came back and like, look at this. And then I've seen, like, we've tried, you know, songs that you've done 4 different times and like couldn't find the way until. So it's pretty interesting.
How do you know when it's ready?
Her? When a song is ready?
Yeah.
Like a cake, you take a toothpick. You stick it in, and if it comes out clean, it's done. That's a really good question. You know, are you talking about like a specific recording or just like when the actual writing is done? I mean,
yeah, the writing, like, you know, like I've gone over this enough now.
Dude, seriously, when the deadline approaches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like every good writer.
Yeah, like any true writer.
I mean, it's like, okay, that's well, right. We have to turn this into the label.
Yeah, like.
It is done.
They're like, yeah, yeah. Bar None's like 2 months late, and we're like, I guess it's still.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the way the songs are arranged tonight. I love the banjo and the mandolin touches that were wonderful. Was that something you guys just kind of threw together?
This is
our lawyer.
Our bandmate and our lawyer, Steve Dawson. We don't go anywhere without an attorney. We don't go anywhere without an attorney. If he happens to be a multi-instrumentalist, such the better. But those were Steven's arrangements. Speak to your inspiration.
I didn't know I was going to have to say anything. I don't know. It's a banjo. It's a mandolin. I don't like the mandolin. It's a horrible instrument in terms of maintenance and being. I just can't play it, and my fingers are big and fat, and the things are little. So that one, I think I might.
It didn't
retire.
Sound that way.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you.
You just ruined it.
That's precious.
It was very nimble. And Steven, we'd get together and practice before all this, as you would expect from a professional outfit like this. And Steven pulled out his mandolin, and he immediately began playing the sort of outro to Stonehenge. At which point we're like, this is absolutely going to work.
That was like you passed the audition.
Yeah, no, moment. Yeah, no, that was very exciting.
But Steven has been playing in our band for ever. I want to say we've done.
He's always been the caretaker.
He's always been the caretaker. He's been our lawyer forever, and he's played in our band for a long time. We've done several shows here at the Jam and Jabba with him playing guitar for us.
I think what is really nice about Beth's songs is that I do think they can lend themselves to multiple arrangements. So we played some of these songs, not all these songs, but some of these songs opening for the Hold Steady at the 9:30.
Not to brag.
You know, and it was like the full on, you know, what was that, 5-6 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. And it was the full on 7-piece, you know, total world domination situation. And then, but I also think they lend themselves to this kind of arrangement too.
But, and Steven has been a part of all of those arrangements.
How do we feel about golf as an Olympic sport?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a tremendous question to fill some of you in on some of the background. Elizabeth doesn't only do music for a living. She's also a sports writer and a culture writer and a music writer and a music critic. And one of her weird and demented preoccupations is professional golf, which she is sort of the main person for the website The Ringer. And so she covers all the majors. And so we've been paying attention to the Olympic golf with the studious demeanor of one who might have to write about it. And I thought it was exciting. Did you think it was exciting?
I did think it was exciting. I will say that I play in an LPGA.
Okay, well, now it's
fantasy.
About to get into grievance.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a degenerate gambler. Hi, my name's Elizabeth.
Hi, I'm Patrick.
I play in an LPGA fantasy league, and they did not count the Olympics one of the events.
And you had Lydia Ko.
And I had Lydia Ko and Esther Hanselwood. One and two.
That hurts.
Yes.
Let's hear it for New Zealand.
Yes.
So I got no points
gold
this
and
week.
Silver. Gold
yeah,
and
gold
silver.
And silver. And
that sucks.
It's been
I'm very excited to watch the women play, but.
Well, you do have a lawyer who could take this up with some.
I would like to say something, and I would like to propose this to Elizabeth. I was thinking this myself. I'm a big golf, professional golf fan and also a degenerate gambler. Hi, my name's Patrick. And,
hi, Patrick.
It was fun. It was interesting, but it was also just another, it was another stop on the event tour. I would love to see some sort of men and women mixed event, right? Where you two teamed up with one player from your country, something like that. What do you think about something along those lines to make it different?
For the Olympics or
just for the Olympics.
I think that could be very fantastic doing mixed doubles.
Yeah.
I mean, they do these kinds of exhibition events and they're so fun, and they come up with what's the word, like mashups for names.
Yeah.
Like I remember there was like an event before the official season started where Nelly Korda was playing with Tony Finau, and they were called Finale.
Yes.
And I thought that's so cool and cute, guys. Like, brand this stuff.
We've got breaking. We can do that in golf. Yes.
Yeah.
This is the Rockin' the Suburbs Golf Podcast, by the way.
Yes.
This really went off in a direction I wasn't expecting.
We'll talk later.
All right. I have one more question.
Okay.
I have one more question.
Okay.
Because another thing about Elizabeth is that she is also a journalist and critic. And writes for many esteemed publications about music. And so I wonder, when you listen to music, do you listen as a fan or as a musician or as a critic?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think context is important. Again, I am under oath. it really depends. You know, if we're driving in the car and for some reason we put on the Beach Boys album Surfer Girl, which is literally 13 songs about surfing, I'm probably
so one song about the room.
I'm listening to it as all three. No, it's really interesting because when we are in, I think, like, writing mode, like when we're getting ready to record an album, I am definitely listening to it with a set of ears as a musician, as to like, there's an idea we can steal. There's, you know, a chord progression that hasn't been used for 30 years. So, again, welcome to A Window to My Process, the Elizabeth Nelson Podcast. I definitely think, you know, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge music fan. Like the rest of everybody here, I assume, because you've stuck around. You know, it's very easy just to enjoy the simple pleasures of Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion.
Yeah,
I don't listen to that as a critic. Hands in the air if you like Sweet Emotion.
Absolutely.
If you don't, there's the door.
Get out. Justin will show you the door.
but there obviously, when I'm reviewing a record, of course I'm listening to it as a critic. I fortunately have the luck of mostly reviewing records that I like. So that makes it a little bit easier than to have to actually sit and be like, man, this sucks, because I can't, you know, really do that.
Yeah.
But thank you for the question.
Yeah, really good question.
Okay.
I have one quick one before the bag of questions. Guys, if you went up to play another song, which you will do, which will be fantastic, and other people out there said, hey, keep going, are you prepared to do maybe that if you had to?
We're prepared to. I'm sorry. What now?
If you had to play more than one more song and the people out there wanted an encore, could you do it?
Let's huddle. All right. Come on. Group huddle. Group huddle. We're not praying. We're just huddling. Let's huddle.
Okay, so maybe there'll be two songs for the Paradise
That's not
style.
Impossible.
That's not impossible. However, if we do an encore, we will leave the stage.
Oh,
there will be a 15-minute break where the lights will come up. You will have to wait.
This is
an, you to
and it's just going to have to be a slip.
Clap your hands. Feet.
England, British style, yeah. The stomping, not the, yeah, you know, yeah. Just, like, you know. Yeah. Like
a, actually starting to break things.
Cops coming through the doors, full-on SWAT team.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way that'll have to work.
Glasses being shoved into faces.
Fair enough,
if
fair
not,
enough.
Then you won't get to hear a fourth song.
Night sticks.
Obviously, that this is all that right. Kind of crowd.
I'm reaching into the bag of questions.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, here we go. You have a choice of questions on this one. All right? You have a choice of, you can answer any of these six questions. Are you ready? You ready?
Yes.
Here are the six questions you can choose from. Who, what, where, when, why, or how? Which of those would you like to answer?
Wait, are we supposed to choose?
Pick one. Pick one and then answer it.
Who?
All right, who?
Ian Anderson.
All right, here we go. Now,
I'm going to stand on one foot.
All right, you guys want to play some more songs or a song?
At least one.
Songs, at least one more song. Let's hear for the Paranoid Style.
Thank you very much.
All right, I just want to say real quickly to everybody, thank you very much for coming out to Jam and Java on this Sunday night. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, everybody.
You all. It's been wonderful. All these artists, Billy Coulter, Shallow Planet, Justin Trewick, and the
so
Paranoid
many,
Style.
Yeah, and I want to take a quick second to have everybody give a round of applause for Intern Charlie. He's in the room. He did some editing for us. Intern Charlie, everybody. Clap for yourself. There he is.
Thanks to intern Sam and brother Josh for handling some video recording that's going on back there. Thanks to Jamie running the sound. Amazing sound guy. Amazing.
Thank you, Jamie.
If you like this show, please tell Jam and Java that you like it, and maybe they'll have us back to do something like this again. All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to play out now with the Paranoid Style. Thanks for coming,
Thank
everybody.
Thank you, Jim and Patrick, for inviting us to do this thing. I believe that this next song is another hit song from our hit record called The Interrogator.
All right. This is for the list. 1, 2, 3.
In a strip mall ice cream store, when a man called Sidewalk Sydney stumbled in the door. He was a local eminence of questionable repute. She asked him what he wanted, and all he could say was shoot. Print the legend. Print the legend. Print the legend. When the truth won't do. 2 hours later and two banana splits. They had talked about their neighbors, they had talked about her shift. They had a reasonable plan to make an ill-advised move. Go ahead and print the legend when the truth simply will not do. Print the legend. Print the legend. Print the legend. When the righteous truth won't do. Carpenter, not unlike Jesus Christ, always happy to do half the work and charge you twice the price. Jill is slinging hog and dozen, working on a trade, 3 credits short of yokel state. She's gonna be a legal aid. Print the legend. Print the legend. Print the legend. When the stupid truth won't do. Outside the local Chevron in the middle of the night, gassed up in the Honda and keeping out of sight. An anonymous car pulled up with the ATM loot. When the final toll was tallied, a all sick could say was shoot, print the legend. Print the legend. Print the legend. When it fucks up the truth. Jill grabbed the bag and then she grabbed the wheel. Sydney was shot and near passed out when he made his last appeal. Keep me safe and keep me alive and I'll settle the score. They held hands and they laid eyes before she pushed him out the door. Print the legend. Print the legend. Print the legend. When it fucks up the truth. With a husband and a kid. Does it keep her up at night? The thing that goes unmentioned. When everyone else gets uptight, she hardly pays attention. Print the legend. Print the legend. Print the legend. When the truth won't do. Print the legend. And believe it's true. Now, I didn't hear a ton of singing the choruses in the audience, so I would all encourage you to purchase a copy of The Interrogator, which you can do tonight, or at the Barn on Records website, or at your favorite local retailer. But please do buy a copy of The Interrogator. It's a really good record.
All right, do you want to try Turpitude?
I guess we have to do one more. Who wants to hear one more? One more? Oh, yes, indeed, one more, one more. It will be under 2 minutes.
We always say, send them home happy, so this song is called Turpitude.
Yes, this one is from the popular Goddamn Impossible Way of Life record. Everyone loves that one. Well, Jackie lost her fucking mind outside Fremont detention. Then it made the Chronicle. And I remember what she said at the time. It was farcical, but it wasn't comical. It's been a trying couple years, and I know that it appears that I'm aimless, if not mindless. Well, it's a universal truth that when someone turns that blue, then suddenly it's all just you and turpitude. Woo-hoo-hoo! November 8th, 1994, a dark cafe in Rochester. Gingrich Revolution on the TV, you think things just got bad. The truth is more exhausting, and I smoked for the following reasons. The contract with America, I smoked because of Pulp Fiction. I smoked because of Mojo Nixon, and because back then it wasn't rude. Nowadays, I suppose they'd call that turpitude. Woo-hoo-hoo! I left a diary in the van. It had mostly just ideas, maybe some sketches, a notice from collections, and a cease and desist from my favorite band. Woo-hoo-hoo! 1940, August 20th, springtime of the cannibals. An ice pick deep in Trotsky's back. His last thought is it understandable? I was pumping some pain in West Memphis. I was just about losing my shit. It's sunny and extradition is difficult. Confused thoughts in my head. And will the night air finally calm me? And will our parents remember us fondly? Can I do anything to get you in the mood? Sometimes my mind wanders and I think about turpitude. Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo!
podcast. Thank you to Timothy Bracey on the guitar, Stephen Dawson on
everything. Thank you to all the great bands here tonight. Thank you,
thank
you guys.
Sherwick, Billy Coulter, Shallow Planet, everybody who came out, buy merch, do stuff, support independent venues.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Drive safe. Talk to you guys next time.
Steven, are you an expert in bird law?
Bird law, like a migratory bird?
Yeah, bird law. I don't know.
I have environmental LLM, yeah.
All right, all right.
So, a little bit.
I don't know if anybody got that reference. We'll move on.
no further questions.
Is it like a jazz, like bird? I don't know.
Any Always Sunny in Philadelphia fans out there? That's my latest obsession. Okay.